is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A major shakeup in the state's parole system today as five members of the parole board resign amidst questions over their decision to release a violent offender who allegedly went on to murder a Woburn police officer in December. Governor Deval Patrick also accepted the resignation of the executive director of the parole board.
The public has lost confidence in the parole system. For that reason, I want to announce the following actions. Number one, all five board members who voted to release Mr. Cinelli have resigned, and I have accepted their resignations. I recognize that they have worked hard in a difficult job, doing their best. I appreciate that they have resigned in the interest of regaining the confidence of the public in parole itself.
WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us from the State House now with more. Hi there, Deborah.
Hello there, Meghna.
So tell us what happened.
Well, it was very somber State House press conference today, Meghna, where the governor was flanked by state public safety officials, and he announced that the investigation of the state parole board was complete and nine people will lose their jobs after the shootout that killed parolee Dominic Cinelli and Woburn police officer John McGuire during a robbery in Woburn last month.
Ultimately, it is Cinelli and Cinelli alone who is responsible for the murder of Officer McGuire. But after this review, I cannot say that the parole board or parole office did all they could to assure public safety.
So, Deb, in the end, what did the investigation then find?
Well, it found a lot of things, Meghna. State Public Safety Undersecretary John Grossman conducted this investigation, and he said while there were many areas where the parole process worked like it was supposed to, there were also several areas where it was what he called inadequate. He said the most serious breach occurred in what's known as field services, and this is a unit that oversees regional parole officers, and that's where parolees are supervised and their conditions of release are supposed to be monitored. Secretary Grossman said in many instances, Dominic Cinelli's conditions of parole were not properly met because the supervisor did not make sure that the parole officer checked in with other people who were also in contact with Cinelli, people in the workplace or in the community. Let's listen to Mr. Grossman.
The chief of field services indicated that he believed that on the whole, even though the officer supervising Cinelli did not make the required collateral contacts, Cinelli's supervision was, I quote, adequate. We do not concur.
Undersecretary Grossman, Meghna, also said there were problems with the process of preparing Dominic Cinelli's case for the parole board. And during this investigation, one thing that was astonishing that came out today was that police identified another criminal record where Cinelli used the alias Salvatore DeMarco. And this showed an additional arrest on Cinelli's record that was not known before. Grossman also said that the board did not properly notify Cinelli's victims of the parole hearings and did not properly notify prosecutors.
Amazing. So, Deb, who are the nine people then who are losing their jobs?
Well, those who will lose their jobs because of this are the five parole board members who voted to release Dominic Cinelli. Board Chair Mark Conrad, according to the governor, offered his resignation, and he advised his fellow board members to do the same. And this morning, they all agreed. And then three parole officials have been suspended while termination proceedings begin. The governor did point out that 78% of Massachusetts parolees successfully complete their parole, which he says is far above the national average.
The role of the parole board is to make judgments about whether certain inmates who are eligible for release are ready to reenter society and lead productive, law-abiding lives. The parole board gets it right most of the time.
But in this case, the governor said they did not. So he has appointed Josh Wall from the Suffolk County DA's office to serve as interim executive director of the parole board, and then he will then nominate Wall to the board to serve as chair, and current board member Cesar Archia will be acting chair for the time being. And the governor said parole board hearings will continue, although there will be no executive sessions to discuss those serving life sentences.
So, Deb, what else did the governor say that he would try to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, it's difficult. He said judgment is a big issue here, Meghna, and, you know, they don't have a crystal ball, but they are going to look for board members who will have good judgment, board members who will use the proper risk assessment tools to make sure that parolees are safe. And he's also filing legislation to require that those who have three convictions on their records for violent offenses will serve their full sentences.
WBUR's Deborah Becker with the latest there from the State House. Deb, thank you so much.
Thank you.